Chapter 87. The fourth floor of NASA headquarters was less impressive than the lobby. Long, sterile corridors with office doors equally spaced along the walls. The corridor was deserted. Laminated signs pointed in all directions. Landsat 7, Terra, Acrimsat, Jason 1, Aqua, Pods. Gabrielle followed the signs for pods. Winding her way down a series of long corridors and intersections, she came to a set of heavy steel doors. The stencil read, Polar Orbiting Density Scanner, Pods, Section Manager, Chris Harper. The doors were locked, secured both by keycard and a pin pad access. Gabrielle put her ear to the cold metal door. For a moment, she thought she heard talking. Arguing. Maybe not. She wondered if she should just bang on the door until someone inside let her in. Unfortunately, her plan for dealing with Chris Harper required a bit more subtlety than banging on doors. She looked around for another entrance, but saw none. A custodial alcove stood adjacent to the door, and Gabrielle stepped in, searching the dimly lit niche for a janitor's key ring or key card. Nothing. Just brooms and mops. Returning to the door, she put her ear to the metal again. This time, she definitely heard voices. Getting louder. And footsteps. The latch engaged from inside. Gabrielle had no time to hide as the metal door burst open. She jumped to the side, plastering herself against the wall behind the door as a group of people hurried through, talking loudly. They sounded angry. What the hell is Harper's problem? I thought he'd be on cloud nine. On a night like tonight, another said as the group passed by. He wants to be alone? He should be celebrating. As the group moved away from Gabrielle, the heavy door started swinging closed on pneumatic hinges, revealing her location. She remained rigid as the men continued down the hall. Waiting as long as she possibly could until the door was only inches from closing, Gabrielle lunged forward and caught the door handle with just inches to spare. She stood motionless as the men turned the corner down the hall, too engaged in their conversation to look back. Heart pounding, Gabrielle pulled open the door and stepped into the dimly lit area beyond. She quietly closed the door. The space was a wide-open work area that reminded her of a college physics laboratory. Computers, work islands, electronic gear. As her eyes became accustomed to the darkness, Gabrielle could see blueprints and sheets of calculations scattered around. The entire area was dark, except for an office on the far side of the lab, where a light shone under the door. Gabrielle walked over quietly. The door was closed, but through the window she could see a man sitting at a computer. She recognized the man from the NASA press conference. The nameplate on the door read, Chris Harper, Section Manager, Pods.